I want to say thank you to the fans by telling you a secret that I've been keeping from you for the last 2 years. Which is that my brand new album, comes out April 19th. It's called... It's called The Tortured Poets Department.
Hey y'all, it's Amelia Rose, and welcome to C'est La Me, and welcome to the Torture Poets Department Files. I hope you're having a great day. We are getting closer and closer with every new episode to the Torture Poets Department. I am ecstatic. I cannot wait. A new Taylor Swift album. Wow. Yeah, I'm very excited about today's episode because we have a returning guest, and I am so excited to have Sophia back on. She runs the account Swift Better Have My Money on Instagram and Twitter and TikTok and all of that. She's great, hilarious. I had her on the podcast for my Counting Time Till 1989 podcast project, and she was great. That's her favorite album. She was such a 1989 girly, and we had such a fun time together that I wanted to have her back for the Torture Poet Department Files, because why not? I am so excited to get to talk to her about the album, her theories, and everything. So without further ado, let's get on to the interview with Sophia. Okay, guys, we have Sophia back with us again.
Hi, it's great to be here once again.
I'm so excited to have you back on. I love having repeat guests, so this is so perfect. So first of all, if people are not familiar, have not listened to your 1989 episode, just kind of give a rundown of who you are and what you do.
Sure. Well, hi, everybody. I'm Sophia, aka Swift Better Have My Money. I do Taylor Swift-related content, and lately I've been doing, like, yearly stuff in general. I've been opening up my content, but mainly, yeah, it's about Taylor Swift. I'm a huge Swiftie, and I'm hoping to meet her someday.
Yes, yes. I really hope to see that day when you meet Taylor. Like, yeah. And I love your girly content. I have noticed that you've been doing a lot more, like, kind of beauty, really, just, like, really fun girly, like, girlhood type stuff. And I love that. So, yeah, all your content is like Taylor Swift and then girly and whatever. Like, I love it. One of my favorite accounts on Instagram. No, you're super creative. But since we kind of talked a lot last episode, if y'all have not listened to our last episode about 1989, Taylor's version and all of that, Sophia tells a lot about her account, becoming a Swiftie, all of that on that episode. So go listen because it's fabulous. It actually charted in Mexico when we released it, which was insane and crazy and so fun. But if you have not listened to that, go listen because it's a really fun interview. But today we are on the Torture Poet Department Files, and we are going to be talking about the Torture Poets Department. And I'm very excited. So Sophia, where were you and what did you think when Taylor announced the Torture Poets Department?
Oh my God, it was like one of the, as Barbie said, that was the best day ever. Okay, starting out with it, that was the big weekend previous to my birthday. Like, I turned 25 the Monday, and it was announced on a Sunday during the Grammys.
Perfect.
So I celebrated the whole weekend. And that Sunday, my house was like, this is my Super Bowl. So I hope you all respect that these are the Grammys. This is my Super Bowl. Taylor Swift is nominated. I'm rooting for the anti-hero. And I invited my two best friends to come over and watch watch it with some kid drinks and a pizza. Yeah, and we record a ton of TikToks. Like, we record one of if Taylor Swift announces Reputation, one if Taylor Swift won Grammy, and one if she doesn't win at all. I had, like, everything covered there. And we were, like, roaring that day. We were pretty sure that Reputation was going to be announced. So I was at a my living room with my friends, watching the Grammys, and she appears in this black and white outfit, and we were like, totally, totally, we're entering our red girl era once again, and yeah. We were like, oh my god, this is happening, and we even record our reaction, because we were like, oh, this is the moment, and that didn't happen, and you can see my face, I was like absolutely in shock, because I wasn't expecting Taylor to announce a new era that soon. Like, I was really sure that it was Midnights and we were keep going with the recordings, but that didn't happen. So I was there. I remember it all too well.
Yeah, no, I totally didn't expect it either. And I mean, I didn't expect her to announce Midnights. That's actually a good point that you brought up, how she was doing the re-records. I didn't expect there to be a new era in the middle of the re-records. So when she announced Midnights at the VMAs, I was like, wait, a brand new album? Like, what does that mean? And then she did it again when she said brand new album. And I think this time everyone was like, I know what that means. It's not a re-recording. It's, you know, like actually brand new, never been heard before album. Totally didn't expect it at the Grammys. I thought it was rep. I loved watching all of the reactions afterwards of people all in their rep gear, and they were all just excited, and like literally everyone's in Reputation outfits and it's not even it. And so I think that's like the funniest thing ever. But no, when she showed up in the white dress, I was like, like that's interesting that she's pulling for the white in the black and white kind of album. Like, I don't know why she decided to go with white, but like it's really pretty. And so I was kind of thrown off by that, because to me, Reputation's very black, like very like dark. Yeah. I mean, even though it has the love songs and all that, like the aesthetic is just like dark. So I was like, oh, I mean, she's got the black gloves, but the white just like, yeah, it's a rep, I guess, but also kind of interesting. And then when she announced a new album, I actually wasn't watching the Grammys. I was just on Twitter. And then I opened Instagram, and it must have been between when I closed out Twitter and when I opened Instagram that she like posted it, announced it, whatever. And so the first thing that I saw was the new cover. And I was like, at first I was like, okay, that's an interesting cover for Reputation. And then I read Torture Poets Department and I was like, this is a new album. What?
Yeah. She was so insane. Crazy.
I know. I was like, wow. And people, like, it's so funny. Before Taylor does something, people are like, oh, she'd never do this or she'd never do that. Like, she's crazy, but she wouldn't ever announce anything at the Grammys or, you know, whatever. Even though she announced something at the VMAs, people are like, the Grammys are a different deal. I saw so many people being like, she'd never announce something new or, like, an album in general, but, like, especially a new album at the Grammys. And then she did. Now it's like, she can do whatever she wants. She's Taylor Swift.
Yeah, one of the things I have learned from the last couple of years about her is expect the unexpected. Definitely. Absolutely. Like, yeah, she can't stop surprising me. I think I have to my routine now. It's always been like, wake up really freaking early just to check out if Taylor Swift did something since like Folklore. I'm like, any random day, the biggest surprise that you could never imagine, it's really possible that something happens. Yeah.
Yeah, I think, I mean, even if we try to predict it, she's always going to kind of like, there's always going to be something that we didn't expect with it, you know? It's just, it's crazy. It's like, as close as we are, we're never quite like 100% right. But yeah, but moving on to the album, like, what are your expectations or your hopes for the album?
Oh, I'm so excited for this album. Like, I'm so sorry. Please don't come at me. But I really, really miss sad Taylor Swift, heartbroken Taylor Swift. I know many were like, Midnights was the breakup album. And I'm not saying you're not right. But I've been here pretty much a long time. And there's hasn't been nothing like Red in a lot of time. Yeah. Like, I remember being like personally angry that Taylor bring all these love songs and love eras or eras about being in love that was our reputation and then love her. And I'm like, of course, I'm so happy for her that in her personal life she has someone, but many of us, well, back then aren't. And part of the niche of the Taylor Swift song are the breakup songs. And even she says, like, I'm so proud of that once. And it was great to have a bit of that in Lover. So the things I'm more looking forward to this album are definitely the breakup sad songs. I'm just a big fan of a good sad song, a good breakup song, like fully. You're Losing Me, change me forever. Like,
I am
again in a pretty healthy relationship, but that song, oh my god, top Taylor Swift must have songs ever. Like, I really miss her, and I think the fact that she hasn't done like anything like this, even though besides the theories about the Folklore or Evermore were not 100% like fiction, I want to be certain that this time it's 100% true, and with You're Losing Me felt that way, felt in a way that I haven't about Taylor in a long, long time. And gosh, I love it. I'm excited with the high chances that we might get this. Again, I'm so happy for Taylor that she's again in a, what I guess it's a healthy relationship. But I love a good breakup song, so I'm pretty looking forward to that. Yeah.
I mean, Taylor is so talented with writing breakup songs. Like, I think You're Losing Me just, like, I mean, you say, like, oh, you're in a healthy relationship. I think I've never been in a relationship, but the fact that I can identify with, like, breakup songs or, like, heartbroken, like, whatever, it's not like, oh, you've had to have ever dated before to, like, understand what she's talking about. And You're Losing Me was just, like, so sad, like, to the point where I listened to it once, I cried.
Yeah.
And then I, like, couldn't listen to it for a good, like, week or two, because I was just like, this just hurts too much for me to, like, think about. And then I started listening to it, and I was like, the songwriting is so good, and it's so, like, the parallels of the room that was filled with light, and now you're just sitting in the dark, and you're kind of like, this isn't what it was, and I don't know what I should do about it. And also just kind of the push and pull of, like, I was angry at you, and here's why I was angry at you, and here's the stuff that you didn't do, but here's the stuff that I was doing, and, you know, just this whole, like, big thing. So, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if Tortured Poets Department had a continuation of, like, those types of songs on it. And I am, like, she doesn't, I mean, she writes, like, the best breakup songs ever. And she finds a way to make her sadness, without trying to make a pun, make it poetic, you know, and make it beautiful and somehow helpful to other people and all of that. But so as far as the track list, like, what songs are you drawn to or are you claiming?
Oh my God. Before that, I just want to mention, I can't believe what you said about never being in a relationship. It's really respectful, but you're so gorgeous. Like,
what
people said in TikTok, this is like the confirmation. Like, if you haven't got someone, people there are totally lost in America. People are totally out of their mind. Like, I can't believe it. I'm seeing That's you so in sweet. Real life, and they are totally losing it. Like, what the hell? Oh my God.
That is my pump up for the day. I'm going to just be walking on clouds the rest of the day. That was great.
Yeah, it's true. I'm not sure if people can see it, but if your guys are seeing it, you know. Well, and yeah, well, also I was going to add about that You're Losing Me and the new album. Well, she announced the very first variant while she sang You're Losing Me. I think this is a huge confirmation that this is the sound, or I'm holding tight to that hope. And about the track list, well, I'm so excited about the title tracks. I don't want to, like, rooting for one in specific, because when Midnights came out, I was, like, rooting for Labyrinth and Snow on the Beach, since I'm a huge Lana Del Rey fan too. And those aren't my favorites now that time has passed. And this, actually, I did a ranking based only in the names of their song. And my favorite ones were like at the bottom, like Sweet Nothing and Mastermind. The only one I got right was Antihero. But yeah, about these ones, well, if I had to pick, there's this one that it's But Daddy, I Love Him. So dramatic. That's so dramatic. I love it.
And it's very Little Mermaid.
I know. I can totally picture her saying it like in a pitchy voice, and I love it. Or the one that its name, I Can Fix Him or I Can Change Him. No, really, I can.
Yes.
That one. Oh my god. When I read it, oh my god, my jaw dropped to the floor. Also, So Long London. We all know what this is gonna be about. And track five. I love all the TikToks that people made. Like there was this one of a guy pretending to be like Joe Alwyn PR. Oh, and it was like, what did you do? What did you do? And it's like, oh my god, yeah. And also the ones that are coming from the variants, like yesterday, people who are listening to this on another day won't, but for the moment, this is recording. Yesterday, she announced a new variant, and it's the black dog. I just read like the whole explanation of this expression, and I'm like, I'm dying to listen to this because it's pretty melancholic and relate to Churchill, I think. It also, I don't know why, but for the cover variant and this title reminds me so much of a couple tracks of Mitski's last work. And if that sounds a little bit to that, I'm gonna die it.
Yeah, no, the But Daddy, I Love Him, it reminds me of that verse in the All Too Well 10-minute version where she said, my dad watched me watch the front door all night willing you to come. And he said, it's supposed to be fun turning 21. I can't help but think that like if Scott Swift is in this song at all, if he's referenced, I mean, I have such a soft spot for Scott. I love him. I think he is like such a fun, supportive dad. And I just love that Taylor has a dad like that. But if he is referenced in any way, like in the song, like I'm gonna lose it. Cause I always lose it at that. Like if anytime she references her parents, if it's Andrea or Scott, I lose it because I love them so much. I think they are so like great. And so if she ever references him, like maybe he's like, I don't know, I'm totally making things up. So, but you know, I'm trying to predict. If he is like, oh, like, you know, you don't deserve this, or you know, you should maybe like try and find another relationship or something, and it's her excuses about like but I love him and whatever. If that's the song, I'm gonna like cry so much to that song. No, I love Scott Swift.
Yeah, same. Like I like how we just figured out that he was managing the Taylor Nation accounts a couple of weeks ago, and that makes total sense. And I'm just thinking in the same thing you mentioned, like every time she brings their parents into a song, for some reason those are great songs. And of course, I don't know them personally, but for the few things I've seen in Swift universe, like Miss Americana, that he, of course, is really protective, and his take might be controversial back then, but I can only picture it as a loving father. That it's totally, yes. Yeah, and the fact that it's called Daddy, I Love Him, it's like, he must be so concerned about this relationship.
I know.
Taylor Swift to say, but Daddy, I love him. Like, again, what did you do? What did you
exactly do? Yeah, and I have such a close relationship with my parents that I can only, like, I might be projecting, like, my relationship to my parents onto the song. But, like, if my dad were to ever be like, honey, this guy's not right, like, that would just, like, break my heart. And I would just be like, I can't, like,
yes,
like, I love my dad, I love him, you know? And so it's just, like, I can just imagine that being really, like a really tough position to be in. I'm not saying Taylor is in that position. I know nothing about the song. That's just the vibes it gives me. Another one I'm excited about is Who's Afraid of Little Old Me? I think that's so funny.
Yeah. Yeah, there's so many titled songs in this album that, again, I'm so looking up for too, that I can wait. And what you said about the thing that you connect this with your parents, it's kind of related, but I have been in that situation, and they're always right. They are always right. That's a hard fact, but it's a fact. They are always right about it when they said, like, this might not be the person for you. I'm not liking how he's treating you. And just a brief note for whoever it's going through this kind of situation, your parents are always right.
Exactly. It's so hard to admit because you know it, but you're like, but like, what if they're not this one time? It's like, they always are.
Yeah.
You know, they have more life experience than you and they can see it from the outside. So, no, that's always kind of like, okay, fine. I should really just listen to them, but it's so hard sometimes.
Yeah, it's so hard. And again,
Who's Afraid of Little Old Me?
Oh my god, yeah, like, I can totally, again, only speculation, but I can connect the dots with her old self being like the girl who wrote Red and all these iconic breakup songs, and I can feel her like, are you afraid? Because this archetype is coming back, and oh my god, I can only think that might go that way, but last time I was wrong about Slut, so who knows?
Everybody was wrong about Slut, just to be fair. Everyone thought it was gonna be
so weird. Yeah, it's a great song, but that was so weird.
I know, it was funny. So give me your thoughts on LOML. Can ever not say that right. Do you think it stands for Love of My Life, or what do you think? I've heard so many different theories about people thinking it might just be like an acronym for something completely unrelated.
She might. It comes to my mind another song. It's about Marina, the Diamonds. She has this song that it's spelled evil, and she plays with this with this like a concept of love is evil, and okay, love, you spell it in the same way you use the words to say evil. So I don't know, it evil, yeah, how do you pronounce it? Yeah, like that one. I can imagine her doing the same thing. Like, you might think this is about love of my life, but this might be about other stuff. Like, you can always play with that. And she really likes to play with Scrabble and with words and makes us bring our dictionary. So yeah, I can imagine she's bringing something good. I hope it's something like that. Again, I love when the artists that I listen to do kind of the same thing or something that's like, that's amazing.
Yeah, I've heard people say it could be loss of my life, and I'm like, oh my gosh, don't even go there.
Exactly.
I can't do that. I know, I'm gonna have to bring my tissues to release night. That's just gonna be hard. But moving on, what do you think about the bonus tracks? Like, what track are you most intrigued to hear?
I think, as I mentioned, I just listened to this morning the explanation of the expression, the black dog. I don't know if you guys already know it, but it came from London, actually. I don't know if you have heard of this expression before.
Mm-mm.
It's amazing. The explanation is that this came from Churchill, that he was really depressed. And the way that he explained it, every time they asked him about it, he was like, it's like you have always behind you a black dog. It's right there, and feels pretty melancholic. And it's like London, you know, melancholic, a sad expression.
I mean, really fits. I didn't know that at all.
Me either. I just listened to it on TikTok. I know many of you might say, like, that isn't like the most, you know, the best resource, but okay.
That's where people go to make theories.
I decide to believe. Yeah, like that one. And what this one was called, that it was the name of a bird.
The albatross.
Oh my God, that one. Taylor, when Taylor reads about birds in the sea, like, I'm a 1989 girl, so I'm looking for it. And yeah, those are the ones I'm most looking up to.
Yeah. So did you see the theory about when 1989 Taylor's version released? At first it was kind of like bright, whatever. And then as they kept promoting merch and stuff, they would do like the background of the speech and the sky was getting darker.
Yeah,
people were like, why is the sky getting dark?
That was insane. When I saw that on Twitter, my mind completely blew. I was like, this is like, she truly gives so many signs.
Exactly. And isn't she on a beach in one of the
in one of the variants
covers?
She's totally on the sea. She gave the signs and we didn't saw that coming.
Oh no. Yeah. I was totally like, I don't know, 1989, woo, I was not paying attention.
Yeah, I was like...
No, I'm excited for the manuscript. I just feel like that seems very, like, poetic and fun and, like, from the desk of Taylor Swift-esque. So I can't wait for that one, but
of
them.
Oh my God, I'm so excited to this. I love when Taylor brings deluxe versions that it's not only the CD... When oh my God, when the Red magazines came or the Lover Diaries, like I was really bankrupt, but I love them. I keep them with my heart, and I was really excited with the fact that she's coming with this again. I know it's now a huge discussion about if it's like. For many Swifties, it's been pretty hard, like keeping the track on this, like collecting everything. And I do totally get it. For me, it's been like, I totally give up when Folklore had 8 versions. I was like, there's no way. No, I'm sorry. I'm giving up. And I didn't have like every variation of Midnight. I was like, I'm going to get the one from Target and the one that they later sold at the Era store. Like, that's good for me. I'm excited about this. But yeah, I think I'm not joining that ship this time. I join it with 1989 Taylor's version, because it's my favorite album, but for other ones, I'm not sure.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think you need to have everything of every person to like be a like fan. Like, I've been a fan for years and I don't even like, I just bought my like first Midnight's t-shirt from like a secondhand like eBay or something, just
That's
because
great.
I was like, I love this album, I really want the shirt, but like, I'm like, I don't need like all of the stuff. And if you can and you want to, that's fabulous, but like, it's just kind of what matters to you, and you don't have anything to prove really, like, just love the music and love Taylor. That's kind of all
Which
that
did
you need
get?
To be a Swiftie. I think it's just the cover, the Midnight's cover on like a beige like shirt. It's kind of like a blue. But yeah, it was on Depop, which has become
That's
something
great.
That I'm kind of obsessed with.
I love that stories are like my favorite thing when I'm watching, I don't know, TikTok or back then Facebook, and there was these stories of people going thrifting and they found official merch with ridiculous cheap prices. I had always wanted that this happened to me. It hasn't, but I always read these stories and it's like, this is so magical. I don't know. I'm so happy that you made it.
I know. I'm really excited. I always look in like the t-shirt section. I'm like, do I really need another t-shirt? No. But like, do I want it? Can I afford it? Yes. So I'm going to get it. So I was just like thinking that's probably my second favorite album, like Speak Now and then Midnights. And I'm like, I don't have anything, like I have stuff Eras Tour, but I don't really have anything that's Midnights. And I was like, I just need a t-shirt just because I love this album, like with my whole heart.
Yeah, I totally get you.
Yeah, but speaking of covers, what do you think about the variant covers? Like, which one's your favorite? And also, do you plan on recreating all of them?
I might. I did recreate the first one because when I saw it, it was like, I love when she, I mentioned it in the previous episode, I love when she makes it easy to regret. It's like, thank you, thank you, thank you. But it took me a while, and then I saw that everybody seems it's so easy to recreate the very first and official cover. I saw everyone doing it, and I was like, how am I gonna do it that it won't get lost in between every Swiftie recreation? And I was thinking and thinking, and this year, well, since last year, one of my I'm really looking up to buy more pink stuff. Since when Barbie came out, I was like, yeah, we're in pink. And then I went to my closet and I realized I didn't have many pink pieces as I thought. And it's my favorite color. And I was shocked. I was like, oh my God, I can't believe this. So it was everywhere, thank God. And I decided also that my feed was going to be on this color palette of whites and pinks. And I was like, why not? My sheets are pink. Why not keeping it that way? And everybody loved it. I am not gonna lie, I'm not the biggest fan of either of these album covers, especially that one that was like, okay. I'm still excited for the new album, but I'm like,
it's like not your vibe.
I'm not vibing with it. It feels like, I don't know. I really love a good album cover, one that you know that, oh, it must talk sometimes to get the perfect shot, you know. And that yeah. One is like, yeah, Taylor just lay yeah. there and be sexy, you know. And I'm like, come on, Taylor, you are a billionaire. You can do better than that. Yeah, that was like, I mean, the one with the close up to her face was like, okay, she's gorgeous, so I can take it a little bit more. The one in the beach, I think it's great. It's really beautiful. I just think it's like, but what does it has to do with a department, like, or uh-huh. I know yeah. It's not the same that apartment or department, but I'm like, what? How? I don't see it.
Like, how does it fit? Yeah.
Yeah, it feels like weird. It's the very first one I see, and I think, okay, weird. The last one, that was the one about the black dog. That one's like, oh, okay, at least here she got a studio. We upgrade the budget. Amazing. I felt the same way when I saw the Speak Now album cover after the Fearless Taylor's version and Red Taylor's version. I was like, finally, she got a new studio.
Yeah. No, that was a different caliber.
But again, I saw them, and I think, but what does it has to do with that part?
I know. I guess all is going to be revealed like April 19th. I'm so excited to see kind of how it all fits together and all that.
Yeah.
Do you have any plans for release night?
I'm going to try my best to try to travel to the United States and see if I'm going to be able to get my copy at Target. That I have never experienced that. It's always been a dream of mine, but I'm not sure. It depends on how my economy is on those days. If not, well, I always have like myself party since I think since Midnight came out. I have a party in my bedroom where I get like snacks, and I got my tablet, and the last couple of times I even got cakes, small cakes like that. That's I so even fun. Share with my parents and are like about the album. So I might do the same this time. One thing that I'm pretty sad about the Taylor releases, they're always like at midnight on a Thursday to Friday.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And it's like, I wish it was like on a Saturday or a Friday so I can reunite with my friends. That would be great, but it's not possible. We all work.
Yes. Yeah, I know. Since I feel like every Taylor release that I've done, maybe not, actually I was in college for some of them, but since I've been working, recording the like album review and like staying up, whatever, has been like, okay, it's just gonna have to be kind of a rough Friday, like, but it's worth it. I love the fact that like these album releases have become like an event for me. It hasn't just been like, oh, cool, she releases music, I'll listen to that in the morning. I'm like, I'm staying up, I'm recording a podcast episode, I'm baking something, I'm having a drink, I'm like gonna be up till 2 or 3 a.m. And it's just so much fun. It's like a completely different way of experiencing the release that I've just like loved since I think the first one I ever did was Fearless, Taylor's version. So since then, it has really become like a total event for me to like stay up and listen and review it and all that.
That sounds so much fun. I think that's a great way. Like I should try it. Like I don't bake either. I either had a podcast, but oh my god, that sounds so much fun.
Oh my gosh, I'm also excited because during Christmas, my siblings gifted me like a little area. We have like an area upstairs that wasn't really being used, so they decorated it really pretty, and it has like sliding doors and whatever, and I'm actually going to be able to record up there. I had been recording in my car for all the releases, and it doesn't matter what season it is, it gets like really hot and really just like and like towards the end of the night I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, I gotta like get some air. But so this will be my first album release where I'm not recording in my car. I'm recording inside with air conditioning and chargers, and like I'm just gonna be like so set. I'm so excited about it.
I'll be looking up for it too. I can't wait to see your reaction. I have never recorded my reactions. I think the only one I did was when she released New Romantic Sailor's version.
Yep,
that was the only one. But I love to see these reactions. I can't wait to see yours.
Yay, I'm excited. Cool. So we have a rapid fire coming up, but before we get to that, tell everybody where they can find you online.
Okay. You can find me on Instagram, also on TikTok, as We Better Have My Money. And I think now on Twitter too, as We Better Have My Money.
Yay. Cool. Everybody can follow her everywhere because her content is really pretty, girly, Taylor Swift-ish, and really, really creative and very funny. I love your funny reels. Those are still my favorite part of your content. It's so fun.
Thank you.
Cool. Okay. So rapid fire. Again, it's not rapid. Take as much time as you want.
Yeah. I like a challenge.
Cool. All right. So from the Time magazine where Taylor was Person of the Year, what is your favorite cover from those sets of magazines?
Absolutely. The one where she's holding Benjamin. Like that was so powerful. And
it was.
This cat is enormous. I was there when she adopted and now it's enormous. And it's like a, it's like a coat. And she looks so powerful and strong. And I love that. I love that one.
I love thinking of the logistics behind that shot. I'm like, how did they get the cat to like be good? How did they get Taylor's like face when she's trying to like balance it? Like just working for a magazine, I'm like, I don't know how you got that shot. Like maybe there was post-production magic happening behind the scenes. But oh my gosh.
That's a good cover. Like I don't know why Taylor like gave us that. And then, well, the others ones that we mentioned, like she can do better than that. That's iconic. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah. No, that was a great cover.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Next question. Favorite Eras Tour outfit?
I think I even made a reel about this, but that it said, obviously the lover, but it pink bodysuit. And then it said, That's the basic piece answer. But I love it. Oh my God. And if I had to say another one, well, I was jiggling when the very first Eras Tour date happened, and I didn't want it to see. I didn't want to be spoiled, but all of my friends were in our chat group saying like, I remember I put previous to the tour, I was like, I really hope she wears something clear and pink on 1989. And then everyone was like, Sophia, you got it right. She's wearing pink and glitter on 1989. You gotta see this. And I was like, oh, so I have a special connection with that one. I love that.
Oh, I love the set. I think it's so cool. It's so like Eras Tour-ish, but like it calls back to the set that she wore on her 1989 tour. It's so, so nice and so sparkly and fun.
Yeah.
And she looks great in it.
I love pink and glitter.
Cool. Okay, you might have answered this, but next question is favorite Torture Poets Department variant either cover or back cover?
Okay. Cover, I think this last one that looks in a studio, the one about the black dog, and the back, oh my god, I love this one, that loving you is killing me, or something like that, where she's like, in every single photo she looks like she's having a hard time, so it's hard to describe this, but she's like on profile, and actually my recreation of this pic, it's my profile picture, so yeah, it's like her profile.
I love that. This might also have been answered, but best lyric on the back covers of Torture Post Department.
Oh my god. There's one about don't tell me not to be sad, or how to be sad.
You don't get to tell me about sad.
Oh my
god.
You
don't get to tell. Something like that.
Sensitive girl, that hits way too much. Like everyone, when you're a sensitive person, everyone is like, are you going to cry about it? Or why are you making such a big deal about it? And the fact that Taylor Swift wrote this, and again, one of her biggest fans, it's like, thanks for reminding me why I am in the right place.
Yeah. It's okay to cry. It's also, it kind of sounds like she's like snapping back. Like, you don't get to tell me about that. Like,
yeah,
I am sad. Don't tell me about being sad.
Let me be.
Which I love. I like a little sass. Some of the song titles sound kind of like a little bit sassy. So I'm really excited about that. Okay, next question. Last question, actually. Favorite track 5?
Oh my god. Damn. No. Oh my god. It's just that. Damn. I was just thinking about it. Oh my god. It might be a fair fight between My Tears Ricochet and You're On Your Own Kid. Those might be one of her best songs, both of all time. Like, oh my god.
I love those songs.
I love the way that it gives me chills. And I'm so, so happy that she performs My Tears Ricochet on tour, because I remember the very first time I listened to this, I can't wait to hear this live. And the fact that it's there, it's like, thank you, Taylor.
Oh. I totally didn't expect her to play it live, because I was like, this is probably just too sad and too, like, I guess, niche. Like, it's for the, like, true fans, not to, like, pit anybody against each other. But, you know, some people don't know all of the Taylor Swift songs to get to the Eras Tour. But it's for, like, the really hardcore fans who, like, know the song and know her story and all that.
Yeah.
And I was like, it might just be a little bit too niche for her to put on the set list. Then when I figured out it was on the set list, I was like, are you kidding me? I'm so excited about this.
Yeah, and looking back, it totally makes sense. Consider she's performing her whole career, and well, she got her music, they took her music, and and the song is about it, especially that part where you hear my stolen lullabies. Oh my god,
I tear up every time.
Yeah, when that happened, it was like it's supposed to be there. It's total logic. I love her for making that
right decision.
It
totally makes sense.
Yeah.
Yes. Just side note by the Eras Tour, it is such a good mix of like her hits, but also like just a narrative of her career from start to like now, which I don't think is finished. So I didn't say start to finish, but from the very beginning up till now, it's such a good illustration, because it has her hits and everything like that, but then it also has like My Tears Ricochet and songs that are lesser known, but like Marjorie. Like,
or Long Live.
Yes. And I'm like, okay, this is so, like, such a good selection. Like, I know she gets flack about like, oh, like Speak Now is so short, or there's no debut or whatever. And I'm like, did you listen to the songs that were included? Like, it's fabulous.
Yeah.
Like, she doesn't have all day to do a show. And
sadly,
I think she chose, I know, sadly, we would all attend, but poor thing, she cannot do a show for 24 hours. But I think she did such a good job choosing the songs that were on tour. And I know that must have been so hard. I'm sure all the songs are like her babies. So as much as we're like, oh, she didn't include it, she's like, I know, don't talk to me. But no, I think the selection of songs across the set list, or the set list is great. It's really well done.
Yeah. There's a couple one I'm not 100% in, but I will fairly say yes, she did a great job making the set list.
Yep. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming on.
No, this thanks great. To you.
I am so excited for this album to come out, and I can't wait to see kind of what the songs sound like and how the covers fit in and all of that. I'm really excited.
Me too. I can't wait to listen to this and see how much we get right or got wrong.
That's always like the fun part about these episodes, because you're like, wow, I was so off, or hey, I was kind of spot on. That's interesting.
Yeah. But thank you so much once again. It was amazing to be here once again. It's been a long
time. I want to say thank you to the fans. By telling you a secret that I've been keeping from you for the last 2 years. Which is that my brand new album, comes out April 19th. It's called The Tortured Poets Department.